Welcome to Stephen's True Crime Commentary. Discussions of forensics, how it's done, and true crime interest.
All right, welcome back to Stephen's True Crime Commentary. I am Stephen David Lampley. All right, today we're going to start tackling ballpoint pens. We pick them up each day with little thought about them. I mean, that's all right. We need something to write with, and there's the lowly ink pen laying right there in front of us. But forensically, though, there's more to them than you may possibly realize. The first inks were made from the juices of fruits and vegetables. They were made from the protective secretions of animals such as squid and octopus. And some inks were made from the tannins of nuts and tree bark. The first ink used by mankind was around 4,500 years ago in Egypt. Now, the ink we use today, of course, is much more advanced and complicated than it was 5,000 years ago. So for the next few minutes, we're going to be centering our discussion on the inks inside ballpoint pens. Now, the first ballpoint pen was made by a gentleman named John Loud, and he was an American leather tanner, and he created the first ballpoint pen in 1888. However, it was 60 years later before the ballpoint pen actually caught on. Now, the basic pen has remained the same, but the ink has undergone a significant change, and forensically speaking, these changes are excellent changes. You may use a variety of ink pens any given day, and for the most part, the inks appear to be the same. However, they can be very chemically different, and there are actually hundreds of ink formula variations. But the typical ink pen consists of dye or pigment, usually dye because it doesn't clog as much as the pigment tends to, and it's suspended in a solvent. Now, oil solvents are often phenoxyethanol or benzyl alcohol, and they cause a smooth flowing ink. Additional additives include fatty acids such as oleic acid that keeps the pen lubricated to keep clogging to a minimum, as well as alkylalkanilamide, a surfactant that causes ink to be absorbed into the paper before the ink has a chance to dry. Now, of particular forensic interest is the fact that some ink manufacturers since the 1990s have begun to include a chemical tag in the ink, and that is used to indicate the year that the ink was manufactured. Now, these dye tags are fluorescent in nature, and they make their inks easier to identify. To help detectives even more, these dye tags are changed every year. This makes it much easier for investigators to determine the year the ballpoint pen was manufactured. There's also an ink library that is located at the Secret Service's Questioned Document Branch, and there's also an ink library located at the United States Treasury, and they also maintain an impressive ink database of commercial inks. All right, we're going to stop there for this time. We're going to come back next time and pick up more on the ballpoint pen ink. I hope you were able to take something away from this and maybe picked up something. I look forward to talking with you next time as we dig deeper into the ballpoint pen ink.
Thank you for tuning into Stephen's True Crime Commentary, heard across America. You are invited to visit Stephen's website for information on his books, speaking dates, and speaking programs like How to Catch a Liar. In this seminar, Stephen explains some of the very same techniques police detectives use to help them determine if someone is lying. You will learn such things as global versus individual indicators, use of contractions, voice tone, eye shift, evasion, allusion, pronoun usage, question pause, base shift, and much more. Go to StephenDavidLampley.com for information on this seminar and much more.
Stephen's True Crime Commentary is a production of Something Weird Media and West 53rd Productions, with music by JasonLampley.com.